Appreciate this gospel today because of what I said in the homily yesterday. The reality that we in this season of Lent are walking with Jesus to our cross. We are walking with him to his cross. He reminds us today that we carry a cross with him. The question is often asked in this context, like, so what is our cross? If the cross of Jesus redeems everything, through his cross we are saved, why must we carry a cross? To what end? To what purpose? Jesus' cross saves us all. And yet Jesus today, in his own words, not the words of Peter or John or Paul, but Jesus' own words, if you wish to be my disciple, you must take up your cross daily and follow me. Often the temptation for us is to simply turn to Jesus and say, get us the heck out of here. Like entering in and an extraction, like get us out of here. I'm sure that sentiment was in the heart of many yesterday. Not just get us out of here in this situation and this moment of great difficulty, but afterwards, as people reflected on the situations of life and the way things are and face to face with it, get us the heck out of here. Or come and change our world. But the truth is, my brothers and sisters, the invitation for us in the redemption of Jesus Christ is to be exactly right here, right now. Because what he has done, his death upon the cross, his resurrection from the dead, the destruction of death and sin in him, changes not just the day that you die, it changes today. Today is changed because of what Jesus has done. The cross that you carry, the cross that I carry, is living in this world. The burden of brokenness, of sin, of stupidity that exists in our world. An absolute disregard for the value of life and fear. We carry this cross. And we have the courage to carry this cross. And what is the cross that you carry? Each one of it is unique. You know that, right? My cross is not yours. Yours is not mine. But more than anything, my brothers and sisters, before you start attaching names to your cross, you know, my brother, my other brother, my sister, yeah, she's part of my cross. Before you start attaching names to your cross, understand this. A huge part of your cross is loving in this broken world. The risk of loving, the risk of opening your heart, the risk of goodbyes, the risk of sickness and death and disease and suffering, the risk to make yourself vulnerable. Jesus is going to his cross. Is Jesus making himself vulnerable for the world unto his death? You cannot speak about Jesus going to his cross and being forced to his cross. No, he goes to his cross only in love. He chooses every moment of it, not because he enjoyed it, not because it made him happy or it felt good, but he embraced every moment because of love for you and for me. Jesus' cross was greater than all of ours because of his great love for the entirety of the world. His cross, his death, is because of love. So, my brothers and sisters, your cross, my cross, the authentic, true cross, not just the stubbornness and the people around us, is love. The risk of loving your brothers, your sisters who are hard to love, who are difficult, who are stubborn, who are obnoxious and prideful and arrogant, filled with fear and stupidity. If Jesus risks all and vulnerability for the sake of love, so must we. There's a huge difference for us, my brothers and sisters. There is a huge difference for us. Why? Because we know that death in Jesus Christ, which we are living in him, death in him ends in resurrection and life. The risk of picking up your cross and following him is that you are going to die. You're not just going to die on that last day. You're going to die every day between now and then in little ways, the gift of yourself. You're going to give pieces of yourself away in love to others, and every time it will feel as if you are dying. Where do you get the courage to do this? It's because every moment of death in your life is not unto death, but unto life in Jesus Christ. The risk of loving is minimized for those who believe. It says to you, if you try and save yourself by not picking up your cross, dropping it, running away, oh, you'll live. You might even gain the whole world in preserving your life. But ultimately, you will lose it, because you are made for love. You will exist, but you won't know what true life is. You are made to give yourself away. The cross we carry each and every day is the burden of loving others in a messed up, broken world. Well, there will be opportunities every day to weep and to mourn over the loss of good. But we do not weep and mourn as the rest, for we know that every death and dying that we endure will come to an end when we share the fullness of his resurrection. Amen.